This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We'll kick things off, as we do most Fridays, by talking about the week that was. 4 minutes of live radio we call the Weekly Wrap. And in our New York studios, we've got Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine and Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville. Hey, guys.
Hi, David.
Hey, David.
How you doing? All right, let's start with the jobs numbers, the big news of the day. The Labor Department says that in July, 209,000 jobs created. Lee, let me start with you. What should we make of these numbers?
It's a pretty good number. It's the sixth straight month that we've added more than 200,000 jobs. And, you know, I think we're starting to really see some sustainable, because that's the thing with the jobs number. For a long time, if you remember, it was up and it was down. It was up and it was down. And we couldn't make a trend of it. But this really feels like things are starting to solidify. And I think, really interestingly, there were a lot of re-entrants this time around, which, you know, means that people are coming back from the sidelines. And one of the biggest fears from this whole recession has been that people are going to drop out permanently or the long-term unemployed or such an issue. And there was some positive signal there. So I think all in all, it's a good number.
Cardiff, you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, whisper it softly because I don't want to jinx it. But I am finally starting to feel a little bit better. I think this is further confirmation that the slump we had in the first 3 months of the year really was a temporary kind of weather-stricken pause. And so what we've seen now is that, as Lee said, we're now averaging about 230,000 jobs created each month. Last year, that was just a little bit more than 190,000. So the pace is better. I think this is nothing to get complacent about just yet. The economy still has a lot of problems. I'd say the labor market is healing. It's not healthy, but it's healing.
All right, that's the labor market. Let's talk about the other markets. I won't whisper here, but it was a down week, and you know, a lot of funny stuff was happening. Cardiff, you know, what should we make of that?
Yeah, you know, I guess I would say this. You know, we've had in the markets about 5 or 6 months of pretty steady gains. Every once in a while, they're going to unwind a little bit. It's going to be for there are reasons that are just kind of difficult to disentangle. And so I don't think this is anything to get worked up about. I think this is still just something that you're going to see now and again. Maybe there are worries about geopolitics. Maybe there are worries that they just got out a little bit ahead of themselves. Maybe they're worried about monetary policy changing. But whatever the case, this isn't the kind of move to freak out about. This is just kind of a normal thing to happen. If anything, what was abnormal was the steadiness, the low volatility that we had in the first half of the year.
You know, Lee, one thing investors were paying attention to, some attention to at least, were the minutes from the Federal Reserve that came out this week. What was in there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Fed, you know, got confirmation this week that the economy is really meeting their objectives and things seem to be on track. And, you know, I think as we get closer to October, when the Fed might pull back the stimulus, that I think there's going to be more panicking. And maybe that explains some of this week's activity. But I agree with Cardiff. I mean, the market was really almost too pretty to look at in a way. I mean, it was
scarily quiet.
It was like that person in your office who's so sunny all the time and you know that they're you know, you just want to see a little bit of frisson, you know? but I think from the Fed perspective, things are as expected. I don't think there was any surprises there.
Cardiff, just lastly here, it's the beginning of August. A lot of people are going on vacation. That includes our 400-plus lawmakers. What do they have to show for themselves here as they head back to their – and me as well. But what do the lawmakers have to show for themselves as they head out of Washington?
Well, it's too bad. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. But I, you know, can I ask this? I mean, was anybody surprised that they didn't, you know, push through a big immigration reform package or even get done the sort of simple task of allocating more money or holding votes on so much of the work they had left to do? This isn't a surprise. This is something that we've been experiencing for the last couple of years.
All right. Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville and Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine. Thank you, guys, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, David. You too.